107.1 Juice FM, Stratford's greatest hits. Good morning, I'm Jamie Caudill. Always a pleasure to be chatting with Martin Ritzma with United Way Perth Huron. We'll, of course, get a campaign update and a wrap-up to a very successful coldest night of the year. Martin, it's good to see you.
It's wonderful to be in the studio this cold little morning, but it's wonderful. It's clear and it's cold.
It is a little chilly. Well, first off, we're going to get a campaign update, but it's interesting. All I have here is our campaign is going well. From United Way Perth Huron.
Yep, and I can expand on that and say It's going amazingly well.
Excellent.
So it is, and you know, we are, as you follow the light bulb uptown, the thermometer, it is rising. It's over the 90%. We love to hold on till March the 31st, where we make that grand announcement about our success of the campaign. And it's been a crazy, amazing campaign. You know, once again, I hate to say it, but it doesn't surprise me how generous our friends in our local communities are, you know, across Perth Huron, specifically in Stratford. So the campaign is going well, but you need to hang on. It's like Christmas morning on March the 31st, where we'll make that announcement. But certainly I invite people, you know, it's still not too late to donate. Mm-hmm. I invite people to take a look at perthhuron.unitedway.ca, see all the amazing things that we are doing with those dollars. And you know that they go towards the Urgent Need Fund and those unignorable issues and all the challenges that come with them.
You bet. PerthHuron.UnitedWay.ca is the website where you can make a donation. And we remind you that, the final totals, the campaign runs through till the end of the month, March 31st, to get in on that. Let's do a wrap-up on a very successful coldest night of the year. That was last Saturday, Martin, in Stratford. What a success.
Oh, and you were there, Jamie, and it was. Yeah. I just looked out at the number of people. And I was keeping in mind other people had already walked and participated in there, the sea of toques, the yellow toques. Yeah. Wow, you know, I look at the, we had set a goal of 126,000. Last year we did 104,000. And then we thought, you know what, we can build on that. But we went to 129% of that goal. And I looked this morning, it's so neat to look on that digital readout, $162,981. So
wow.
It's just amazing, just absolutely amazing. And you know, that portal stays open till the end of March.
Okay.
You know, where people still can donate. And it's not uncommon for that number to creep. So some great numbers that I'd love to share with you. 395 walkers, 65 teams, over 2,000 donors.
Oh.
I was hoping we'd stay in the top 10, but we're 11th nationally,
okay.
Which is amazing.
Yeah,
165 communities that, and these are communities big and small, you know, and everything in between.
Mm-hmm.
And to rank 165, you know, I'm just bursting, you know. I think of some of the names of some of the teams, freezing for a reason, you know. Kate Smith, you and your group. I just love it, you know. So much good, you know. Last night we were talking about philanthropy and how much we rely on it in our area. And I'm going, you know what? It builds and binds community.
Mm-hmm.
You know, it does, and we're so blessed.
Oh, and it was just a great day for it in terms of the weather last Saturday. Great turnout, and that was at Upper Queen's Park. But as Martin, as you mentioned, that was just one of many in our area, too, for a coldest night of the year.
Across the area, you know, and, you know, whether it was Goderich, St. Mary's, North Huron, Exeter, they all superseded their goal, you know, and in Stratford in particular, I want to shout out, you know, you're raising awareness, but dollars to support two really important agencies in town, Stratford Perth ShelterLink, which is near and dear to my heart, you know, that takes care of our youth between 16 and 24 that are homeless or at risk of being homeless. And the other real beautiful feather in our cap thus far this year is the Stratford Connection Center at the St. Paul's Anglican Church, Tanya Hefke and her team, and our outreach people from the city of Stratford doing amazing. We have about 30 individuals that frequent that location, whether it's for a coffee, a fresh pair of socks, just to come in out of the cold and to have a conversation with somebody.
Yeah, it's making a difference already. That's the incredible thing. This is making a difference already.
Absolutely. And I share the story of one person that came in, and over the course of 2 weeks, went from just coming in or being outside the door, then to coming in, then to receiving a pillow, then to having some conversation, then after a year, over a year of sleeping rough, saying, yes, I'm going to stay in a motel room tonight. Wow. Those are the anecdotal stories that are so important, much bigger than the numbers, the data, but those are the stories that say, yes, it makes it worthwhile.
You bet. Let's do a shout out for the fundraising teams and some of the top fundraisers. Some more great team names.
Absolutely.
To
you know, once again, I want to shout out to, and there were many, as we've said, gosh, 65 teams, but the top five: Stratford Slip Sliders, Graham Bunting, Team Haggis, Marilyn Holmes, Connection Center, there you are, you know, Tanya Hefke, the CFUW with Kate Welsh, and the Stratford Anglican Churches with Wade Phibbs. Just amazing results. You know, our top was over 11,000, and the fifth was over 5,000, so outstanding. And we had some champions within those teams. Our own mayor, Dan Matheson, raised over 4,000. Graham Bunting, 3,900. Kyle Betts, who works at the Connection Center, a great young man, $2,650. Anita Arajo from your neighborhood credit union, $2,500. And Marilyn Holmes, $2,350. Just thank you ever so much to those. And because not only did they raise money, but they were the impetus for other people saying, yes, I'm getting on board. Yeah. I'm getting on that moving train.
That is incredible. And let's do a final shout out for the sponsors and supporters who made this another success for this year, for sure.
And you know what? I look at the names that are here and I'm thinking, not only amen to this event, but to so many events in Stratford. Our lead sponsor, Scotiabank and McDonald's. Our gold sponsor, Ideal Supply. Silver sponsor, Monteith Ritzma Phillips Law Firm. And our bronze, Barlow Smythic Dentistry, Coventry and Mitchell Veterinary Service, Home and Company Real Estate, MNP Accounting, Peter Moranger and Associates, and St. Clair Pharmacy. And, you know, I can't leave the discussion with regards to the sponsorships without mentioning Soup Surreal. I had the opportunity to have their potato soup, two lovely bowls of it. Didn't get to the tomato, didn't want to look greedy. So thank you, Soup Surreal. And also a big shout out to McDonald's. They not only had a wonderful youth team in the walk, but also provided the wonderful coffee for the event.
And a special shout out to Circle Foods for their amazing sandwiches, too. I want to do a special shout out, or we should, for Constable Darren Fisher with Stratford Police Service. Thanks, Darren, for always being part of community events and going above and beyond that day,
yeah,
too.
And
help out.
You know, I had the blessing of teaching and coaching that young man.
Okay.
And he's still doing amazing work in our community, mm-hmm, and represented our amazing Stratford Police Force so very well on the day.
Any final thoughts, Martin? Again, a successful coldest night of the year. The campaign does continue through to the end of the month. Any final thoughts?
Final thoughts, you know, we're all working through those unignorable issues: homelessness, isolation, domestic violence, mental health. We are all navigating those waters with individuals that need our support. So on behalf of those individuals that are getting your support through your beautiful dollars, thank you. Thank you and thank you.
PerthHuron.unitedway.ca is the website. Martin Ritzma. Martin, thanks so much for this.
Amen.